Then Woody was on the radio in California.
Yeah.
His cousin Jack was out there. All these songs were of the mistreatment of immigrants.
Yeah.
So he wrote liberal topics, and it drew him toward communism.
Yeah.
And people thought he was a communist.
Yes, because he was fair and equal, and my dad was the same way. He couldn't stand to hurt anything. There was a little girl that fell into a well, and the news media covered that. It was on the radio. By the time they got to her, of course, she was dead. And Papa wrote page after page of that little girl. He wrote that story on. He just couldn't get over that little girl falling in that well and dying. Mm-hmm. Oh, and when we lived on the farm, Papa took me from Okemah when I was three. He went into the show and picked me up, went out to the house and got a peck sack and put two or three little dresses or something in it with mine, put them in the car and me, and went back to the theater where Mama was and said, "I'm taking Mary Jo to Maud." That's his sister in Panhandle, Texas. And that's the last time I ever saw my mother. Now, Aunt Ma and Uncle Robert took care of me for 5 years. And they were saints. They're saints.
Were they ranchers?
No, they're just dirt farmers. Just raise big crops and sell them.
Woody wrote so many songs. This land is your land. Can you talk about that and tell us how that came about for him?
I jumped up and down. Everybody in the whole county here and distance knew, "My brother wrote that. My brother wrote, you know, this ain't really, my brother wrote it." I couldn't say enough about him. I was so proud. And they began to have articles coming out in papers, you know, and people began to call me about it. I get asked a lot of times, "What is your favorite song?" Well, I think My Daddy Flies That Ship in the Sky. Yeah. And if you ever listen to it, he was equal. "My daddy flies that ship in the sky, la da di da da, da da di do." And then main thing, the little kid down here, he's singing about my daddy in the sky, but my daddy, he's digging in the dirt. My daddy keeps that plane in the sky. Somebody else says, "My daddy, what all is this?"
Well, flies a ship in the sky, and then Mama's not afraid, and neither am I.
Why? Because my daddy keeps that plane in the sky.
And then another one makes it. One makes it. "Don't be afraid, because my daddy makes that plane that flies in the sky."
Yeah.
"And my daddy works at the place where they land, so don't be afraid. Tell your mother not to be afraid. My daddy will bring your daddy back home again."
Yeah.
I think that's the way it goes.
That man up in that airplane wasn't any more important than the one down here on the ground. And that was what he was about, trash people. You don't say trash man or garbage man. I learned to get technical names and never refer to anything that'll make them lower. I never could stand putting anybody lower than me. And that just born in me, in Papa and Woody.
He wrote that song?
Yeah,
yes, out in California. That was one of the first ones he wrote.
And the name of it again was?
Well, there's two different. The Ship in the Sky is one, and then My Daddy is another title.
Yeah. It appeared in the little pamphlet of songs written in 1936, but I think it was in 1937 when it really was published. It was Woody Guthrie and Lefty Lou, genuine country folk songs, some titles.
Was it Old Time Hill Country Songs?
Yeah, yeah. That's where he said, "Lefty Lou will sing, 'The cow fell through the bridge and strained her milk.' And Woody will sing, 'When Rose blows her nose on her clothes, her hose shows.'"
That's right. Leave it to him to know, because he'd know.
You enjoyed watching Woody paint, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I like to watch him do anything. I like my brothers. I love them. I just was in awe when I was with either one of them. Roy was like a father figure. And Woody, he'd get down in the dirt and play with me, building cars out of wooden blocks and use checkers for the wheels. And we'd play cars on the hillside beside the house. George, he was a master craftsman with wood. Now, he inherited that woodwork that Jeff and Ged and Claude, they came from the carpenter's side. But my dad did, too. Anyway, each one was special. I had people to ask, you know, you got three brothers and you got one that's getting old. I said, no, I idolize each one of my brothers. They're each one very special in different ways. Roy was the father image. Woody was the one that get down the dirt and play with me. And George and I were together all through our hard, lean years. We experienced a stepmother and all that together.
Yeah. Woody got along with his brothers, too, and they...
Oh, yeah.
Even
there
though
5 years distance, and they didn't fight.
Even though he was traveling and...
Don't forget the letters.
So Woody made sure he was in touch with his family, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Papa made sure, doubly sure, when he got a letter, he sent it around everybody. Papa was sure that we all kept in touch. You'd love my daddy.